Okay, they're cuties. Care to join me on the bed again? I'd love that. Get your big ass in there. Hi. Holy shit, it's been a year, huh? Still sick, by the way, in case you can't tell, but I'm sure you can. Wow. 365. 1 full calendar year. July 1st to the 1st. Wow. And I couldn't come up with anything more creative than cuties, huh? Kidding. I like cuties, because you're all cuties. But yeah. I don't really have anything written down for this, as per usual. I'm a lazy fuck, but I like doing these off the top. I think they come out more fun and goofy. Yeah, and I'm gonna try not to cry. I'm sure you can tell by the way that I am and the fact that I'm sniffling a lot. I've tried recording this a few times and they've come out way, way, way too sentimental. And to be quite honest, way too personal, but yeah. I obviously want to keep my personal life to myself, but I like to tell you guys a little bit, so I wanted to bring it back to where it all started, which is in this bed. And we're gonna go back to that first time in that bed. I was laying right here, head on this exact pillow. I had this mic in my hand, the same one. And I was a nervous wreck. I was more scared to do this than I was anything else. To be honest, I've been a hover child my entire life. I have been hovered. And if you don't know what that means, basically my parents have done everything for me for my entire life, which to a lot of you I'm sure sounds amazing, and I can't blame you. You just get everything done for you and it's amazing. But it also meant that I never got to do anything by myself. I never got to make my own decisions or do things for myself, so. And as I grew up and started to have more issues with my parents and start to become more depressed and lonely, I really just did nothing. So let's think about the day before that day. The day before I recorded that first audio. Where was little AK's head at? He was sitting on his couch playing his PS4 with his friends. And that exact day is the day that my meds started to kick in. In case you don't know, I have ADHD, I have severe anxiety, and I have depression. Things that a lot of people have, but I never learned that I had them until I was 19. And I had just turned 20 that 16th of June. So 14 days prior. And I never learned about it until September of the year beforehand, and it took me until June to get the right medication. And that exact day is the day that I started to feel the effects of my medication really hit. And so once I was done playing my games with my friends, I sat down to myself, and I thought. There was one thing that I promised myself that I was going to do when I got the right medication. And I had that written down, and I still do in my phone. And I can even pull it up because I still have it saved. And it says my name, but I'm gonna say AK because, AK. Hi. This is me from the past. Wow, very cheesy there, buddy. If you're reading this now, it's probably because the meds fucking kicked in, bruh, and you're feeling swagadocious. God, I'm funny. Anyway, the second those meds start kicking in, for real, you're not gonna listen to your mom. You're not gonna listen to your dad. You're not gonna listen to your friends. You're gonna do something that you wanna do, and you're gonna stick to it. No matter what other people say, You're going to see it through. And if you don't like it, that's okay. As long as you try. Because we've never tried before. And we said, after we got these, we should at least be able to try. I know you got it in you, buddy. Love, the same bit from the past. And yeah, I read that and I was like, damn, that's stupid as fuck that I wrote that, but I guess I'll try something. So I immediately started thinking of what I could do. And I thought to myself, I've always wanted to try YouTube, so I'll try that. And then I quickly realized that I don't have a good PC, so that's probably not gonna work. So then I was like, okay, what if I tried doing something with my voice? So I was like, okay, let's think of voice acting. Then I was like, that's kind of too ambitious. I wanted to try something that was feasible and that I could put out at a decent rate. So then I thought about porn. Quite the jump, I know, but I thought about that. But unfortunately, I have an Android and my phone sucks cock. And I don't have a camera. So I was kind of stumped. But then I remembered a little thing called audio porn. I was like, huh, voice work and porn. And then I remembered that I had a little mic lying around that I had never used before, which is the same one you're hearing me talk out of right now. And so I grabbed that mic, I brought it into my room with my laptop, excuse me, and I tried it. I sat in my bed, quite literally holding this microphone in my hand as I fucking jerked off. And I recorded that, and I put it out. July 1st rolls around, and I post it. I'm nervous, I'm scared, I'm literally refreshing Reddit every 2 seconds, and there's no comments for a little bit. And I'm like, okay, this is a disaster, I'm going to bed. I didn't actually go to bed, I'm kidding, but I stopped looking for a bit. I came back a couple of hours later, I believe, and there was traction. And I was like, oh, are people talking shit to me? No. I fully expected to make one audio and it be done because I would get embarrassed because people would say my mic or my voice didn't fit what I was doing. Because I was literally told by friends if I ever did anything, voice acting, anything, I didn't have the voice for it. But I tried it anyway because I said I wanted to. And from the 1st of July in 2021 to the 2nd of July to the 3rd to the 6th to the 29th to the 1st of December to every single day that has passed since, I have looked back on that exact day and just thanked myself. Thanked all of you for being here. To those of you who were there for the first audio, if you commented, if you liked, if anything, you do not understand how much that meant to me. I'm not gonna cry. That wasn't a cry. That was me sniffling because my nose is icky. To those of you who listened to the last audio I put out and left a comment or liked or listened, you have no idea how much that meant to me. This past year journey has truly changed me as a person in so many ways. And I just can't thank all of you enough for it. I really hope that my content has done as much for you, cuties, as every single one of you have done for me in my life this past year. I will remember every single second of these days for the rest of my life, and I know that. I'm gonna remember how amazing it felt to get that first follower, to get that 10th, 1,000th, to get those first comments to the last comments. It's just every little bit that you have done for me these past years have... You made me feel so loved, and I hope I can give that back to you. Because you truly deserve it just as much as I do. I could not be here without every single one of you. Thank you from the absolute bottom of my heart. You. Yes. You. You changed a person's life. I hope that yours is just as amazing as you've made mine. You know, there's another thing too that old AK wrote in some notes a while ago that I plan to keep a promise. It won't be now, of course, because I'm still sick, but he wrote that once we started to feel good, like something like this, he wanted me to put myself out there and do something that I'd always dreamt of doing. And the reason that I have this mic in the first place is because I wanted to sing. I don't know when. I don't know if it's going to be good. I doubt it's going to be good. But at this point, I think you cuties deserve anything and everything I can give you. So, I'm going to sing for y'all at some point. It might be the dumbest treat I've ever fucking given y'all, but I want to do it. Whether you laugh at me or you like it, I don't care. I'm going to spoil y'all. Because you've spoiled me. I truly can't thank you all enough. I feel like a broken record. I say broken record too much. I'm like a broken microwave. But, yeah. You're all so amazing. Thank you all so much for the best fucking year of my life. I'm not gonna forget this. And I'm not gonna forget y'all. I am coming into this next year like a goddamn hurricane. Expect to see the craziest shit from me. I promise it's only gonna get better from here. I promise. Cutie. If you can today. At the end of this audio, take the time into the comments. If you want to say something to me, go ahead. But I want you to write in the comments something that you've done this past year that you're proud of yourself for. Could be anything. You could have painted the walls in your house. You could have dyed your hair. You could have painted your nails. You could have bought some new shoes, got a new job, got a puppy, anything. I want to hear it. Because you've just listened to me talk for 14 damn minutes at this point, and fuck, I want to read a comment of y'all's. I'm going to stop being sick soon. And the audios are going to start coming. Oh, and he'll come. Yes, I got the SpongeBob reference in. Love y'all a ton. Love spelled L-U-V. Louvre. Have a absolutely fantastic coming year. I appreciate you all. You're all valid, lovely, gorgeous, perfect, handsome, sexy, hot. Perfect, gorgeous, handsome, sexy, hot. Thank you, cuties, for absolutely everything. You may not know it, but you've changed a person's life. Even though I've said it 1,700 times. I'm never gonna forget y'all. Mwah mwah. From AK. I love you, cuties. Bye bye for now. I'll be back. I always will be. Because I never want to leave y'all. Because you never left me. Bye bye.
Damn, cutie, you made it to the double end of the audio. This is extra cool, AK here, telling you that you're a boss-ass motherfucker who deserves dick, cock, nuts, and balls 24/7. Yeah, that's right, baby. Anyway, that's the actual end of the audio. If you made it this far, you're a swag-ass MF-er. Have a great rest of your day, and know AK truly appreciates every single one of you. Have a lovely one, cuties. Peace out.